Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Well, lack of support quickly developing across hog futures trade late yesterday and allowed December contracts to set new contract lows. This is creating additional uncertainty as traders enter the market here today. Now, cattle markets are expected to remain lightly traded in an early narrow range, although little cash market interest is expected to develop until later in the session today or more than likely later in the week. Now, cash cattle trade midweek is expected to remain uneventful, with packers still expected to remain reluctant to float bids at this point. But it is likely that starter bids will become more evident as the day goes on. Asking prices will become more evident as we go, but not much has been seen other than southern offerings at $100 to $102. It's likely that without a strong shift in cattle futures trade or outside market movement, cash business will be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday, although some trade may start to trickle in through the day late today. Now, the packers continue to aggressively source hogs in order to fill large procurement schedules. That's once again with daily slaughter levels reaching near the 440,000 midweek. Saturday runs are likely to be near 285,000 head. On the grains, the corn, soybeans, and wheat closed mostly lower yesterday after trading higher much of the session as apparent profit-taking kicked in after soybeans reached a three-week high. Corn retreated from its 100-day moving average, and soft red winter was unable to break out of its recent trading range. Wheat markets closed lower amid pressure from the lower corn and soybeans, but December soft red winter stayed within Monday's range and above the 20 and 50-day moving averages. Corn finished a fraction lower in nearby months after early gains were unable to push past chart resistance at the 100-day moving average, and that was near $3.59. On the soybeans, they closed lower after a recent run to the three-month highs. Lead November dropped under the 200-day moving average, but remained above the 20 and 50-day averages. We'll check your futures after this.
Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, October 21st on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,000 head to sell, 3,700 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, 8,300 weaned calves, and 2,900 calves on cows. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
On our cattle futures, live cattle December closed up 22 cents at 99.22. February was down 7 cents at the close, $100.62. November feeder cattle up 80 cents, 118.02. January up 25 cents yesterday, 113.77. December hogs down 47 cents, 41.12. February was down 47 cents at 48.45. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. December was down a quarter penny yesterday, 4.21 and three quarters. March down a quarter penny at 438 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, December down 3 3/4 at 420. March down 2 cents at 440. December corn down quarter penny at 353 and three quarters. March down a half cent, 363 and a half. November soybeans down 5 3/4, 972 and a half. January's down 4 3/4 at 981 and a quarter. December cotton down 89, 70.26. March down 80, 70.64. And November crude oil up 75, 51.04. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.